This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford asking the questions that matter.
How much food is too much food?
Clearly, I haven't found out yet. But also, I did for like a little bit. But also, are you a bad person if you don't think that Andor is like the greatest TV show ever made? You can be like, it's good, but like,
I'm not through the show yet. I've finished season one. I'm up to season five of
two.
I'm up to episode five of season two.
Why do you think it's taking you so long?
Just because it takes me a long time to watch. You know this, dude.
Why else?
It takes me three. All right, hold on. First off, it takes me 3 days to watch a movie.
Fact.
That's just how it is. I watch 30 minutes, and then the rest. That's just how I watch movies. Secondly, it's kind of slow to start. And it was
season one is boring until you get to that one episode.
Season one was, it took a while and then finally it ramped up. And season two, so far, kind of taking a minute to really get going. But I'm told, and I'll trust it. If you're going to be the best show ever,
yeah,
you start hot and you finish hot. You know, you don't have any in between. You maybe have one fly segment, all right?
Sure.
And that's it.
And the back half of the second season is very good. Like, very good. And I like the show. Like, I like it. It's good.
From the 214, my son says not enough pew-pew. So,
yeah. Pew-pew. Yeah. And it has some things in it that, like, that's not what I'm looking for in my Star Wars, you know?
Like two Jabbas making sweet love to each other?
I mean, that is probably, but I think in the Clone Wars movie, they kind of like insinuated that. But no.
An Ewok orgy?
There's like,
whoa. Did you say that on radio?
There's another word I wanted to use that starts with an R. It's a crime that takes place in that. That I'm like, I'm not really looking for that in my Star Wars or Suicide or, yeah, that's not really, I don't, that's not
a
really.
A peaceful rally.
Yeah. No, no. Okay. Don't get me in trouble. I'm fine with that. But I'm just like, there are some things that maybe, you know, I'm not totally looking for my Star Wars, but everyone's told me it's the greatest thing that's ever been. And I was like, oh, I liked it.
Mm.
But if you just say that, you're a bad person.
You can just like things.
Nope.
You can just like things and say they're fine.
Mm. Are you sure about that?
Kind of like, you know, vanilla ice cream. It's fine, right? The really good ice creams are the ones with other flavor, though.
Mm. Oh, I so disagree with that. From the 817, not the Stars talk I was expecting. Fair enough. That's probably not going to be in this segment either. But at 11 o'clock, we do have Joey Erickson coming in, getting you ready for game two of plenty of Stars throughout the day. But we're going to switch it up. We haven't really talked about the Cowboys all week because, you know, right now they don't really matter. So we were going to, oh, sorry. They're in OTAs. That's super important. All right.
Settle down.
Okay, Jerry, I will. All right, that's fair. I will. So we got a couple of questions for you here. Who is the most beloved Cowboys player on the current roster? And then we're going to get around to the quarterback ranking thing that is surely going to inflame a lot of people.
This is interesting because the question beloved means most loved by a majority of people.
Yes.
Right?
Now, one of the reasons that this came up, and this is a fan text that we had a while back when we were having some conversation about Micah, and somebody from the 903 texted in, if we trade Micah, we will have the same Luka situation all over again. He is currently the most beloved Cowboys player. So first, I kind of wanted to put that to the test. And secondly, even if he does win this, mm-hmm. I don't think he's anywhere near on the level of belovedness of Luka. But that's just my opinion from the amount of fans like we have complaining about those two particular players. Yeah,
but as beloved as Luka?
I don't think so.
I think that he probably has more lovers. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that, Micah. When I say that, because the Cowboys fan base is larger,
that I can't agree with.
More people that yes. love Micah because it's just based on sheer percentages. There was a very loud group, though, about Luka. A very loud group because that's the first time they've ever been shocked that way. I think it's CeeDee Lamb. That being said, I still know the conversation. Man, no, somebody's right. Aubrey, it's definitely Brandon Aubrey. He's the most. Nobody hates Brandon Aubrey. He's a kicker. But if I'm going to go with somebody different, it is CeeDee Lamb in my mind because he does give you the most pizzazz. He's making big plays. He's your best offensive player by far. And so I think he's the one that's out of the rest of the roster. He's the most beloved right now.
All right.
But there's a lot of hate against him too.
So Alec, I'm going to get to you in just 1 second, but on my list, I did have Brandon Aubrey, CeeDee Lamb, and then I wrote down Tyler Smith as the third one. And I was like, who are you kidding? Like, I think people appreciate him a lot, but I don't necessarily know if that is the word that I would use to describe him. And it was at that point that I realized I was kind of stumped. And it's not necessarily all these Cowboys' fault, but Cowboys fans carry a lot of baggage. And I know the team has to move on year over year, but that's not necessarily how the fan base works.
Yeah, there's no real conversation for me outside of Brandon Aubrey.
I seriously
think he can do no wrong right now in this moment in the eyes of the fan base because he has been practically perfect at every time that you've needed him.
You've
needed him a lot because that offense has fizzled out a lot. And it's pretty much automatic. You say, hey, if you get past that blue star in the middle of the field, then we're going to get 3 points at minimum. But outside of that, I would say Tyler Smith, but you kind of got me thinking there too. So,
I mean that as a compliment for Tyler Smith because you don't ever really feel like anybody says anything negative about him.
Exactly.
But I was like, yeah, like the general fan base, are they like, oh my God, I love that Tyler Smith? I don't know.
I would pivot from there to Deron Bland. That would be where I go because he did set the record a couple of seasons ago. And when he is playing, I know he missed a lot of time last year. He does really good things on the football field and people feel like they're not going to throw to him because he's going like he feels feared now. So I think the fan base is kind of latched onto the idea that he is a true cornerback one. And they're like, all right. We know they're not going to look his way very often. So we're not, again, kind of like a Tyler Smith thing. We're not having to say his name as much, even when he doesn't get an interception or something, because he's not giving up any damage.
And see, like a year ago, so heading into the 2024 season, I think I would have been 100% with you. And then I think a year before that, heading into 2023, if I have my timeline right, I think it would have been Trayvon Diggs. But unfortunately, money and injuries for one and injuries for the other, and when the hell are we ever going to consistently see these guys play alongside one another, has kind of undercut that. But I get your point.
Yeah, Overshown definitely has gotten a lot of love.
Yep.
And with the and sometimes not seeing all the holes can definitely make you like something more because you're like, oh, there's no warts on it, obviously. But the wart for him is injury bug. Like that's just the reality for him at the moment. Maybe his career never has another one after this, but right now that's what you're experiencing. But the love because of the play that you've seen and the personality that goes along with it.
And I saw somebody bring up Zach Martin if he didn't retire, and I think that's fair, but unfortunately,
was he though?
He did. Do you not think?
I think as far as play goes, you were just like, yep, he's the model of consistency.
But he didn't play like a sexy position.
Yeah, and honestly, the personality is, we liked him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was really fun with us and everything, but the personality, I guess with G-Bag, it did grow a little more. You know, so that's probably more likely. But I just didn't feel like the personality really stuck out in any way, shape, or form, good or bad. It was just like, he's just the model of consistency.
Is it possible, because I just saw 4.69 and 6.82 hit this up, could it possibly be Kevontae Turpin? Like, I know offensively, you're like, oh, yeah, we'll see him every once in a while. But it does feel like when it's time for that return,
everybody's waiting, man.
Exactly.
Everybody's waiting for him to do something special. And we're all, and he does. Like, a lot of times he gives you something that you're like, man, yes, that was nice yardage. Can our offense take advantage of it? And maybe he would get a lot more credit for it if the offense did. You know, you know, we talk about this a lot, Kevin, the recognizing moments in games, recognizing moments where, you know what, we can't let this one pass by. We got to go make, you know, take advantage of it. And that's something that I hope the Cowboys do better in the future is when your kick returner gives you the ball on the other 40, man, you got to make them pay now. Like, you have to recognize this is a moment we can't let go. And I hope that that's something that they get better at this year.
You know, that's an interesting idea that, like, every time he returned it to the 20 or the 30, you scored a touchdown, and you're like, oh, well, Turpin helped us get, like, 14 of those
exactly.
21
yeah,
points.
Exactly.
Whatever the case is.
He would get more credit for it.
And see, and this is why I love the feedback here, because basically it's like, well, if this didn't happen, it would be him. And if this didn't happen, it would be him. And then the consensus is, I don't know. Maybe not really anybody. Like, you
oh,
look.
It's Jerry.
Yeah. Okay. No, not.
Shoddy.
It is not Jerry Jones.
Shoddy's got a lot of love right now.
Actually, yes. And we will get to a potentially intriguing topic about him later in the show. But I want to pivot to something else, Cowboys, right here. And I'm sure this won't make anybody happy or mad or whatever. Pro Football Focus ranked all 32 starting quarterbacks heading into the 2025 season. Number 32 on the list, Tyler Shuck. Tough break, man. Then Mason.
Because he says his name wrong?
I don't
know. Everybody's like,
are
hold
you
on.
Embarrassed?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case, but they're just like, hey, I don't know how many rookies are going to start straight away. Mason Rudolph is 31. Anthony Richardson is 30. What's interesting about this is Pro Football Focus doesn't give a damn about what Sam Darnold did last year because he's at 26 and Cam Ward is at 25 and Michael Penix is at 23.
He is what he is.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell did the best that he could, and then eventually the pumpkin had to turn back into what he was.
Yeah. Now, who would you guys say are the top five quarterbacks in the league?
I think Lamar's considered one of the top five quarterbacks.
He's number three on the list.
Joshua Allen.
He is number four on the list.
Look at that. That's a nice guess there.
Again, not my list. Pro Football Focus.
Is Mahomes still?
Patrick Mahomes is number one.
All right. You have a guess, Alec?
Jalen Hurts.
Oh. He won a Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts is number five.
Okay.
So you guys have one, three, four, and five. You're just missing two.
So this is where it gets tough for me because Jaden Daniels has made his way up, right? But Joe Burrow still exists. So I can't, it's a coin flip for me.
It is a coin flip because one of those players is number two on the list.
It's Joe Burrow. It's gotta be.
We'll go with Jabraw.
All right.
Kevin said
I don't
yesterday.
Know if people heard
Jabraw
the show yesterday or the day before when I called him Jabraw or something like that.
Isn't
still,
that the pizza place in the mall?
Yeah. That's Jabraw. I'm still not entirely sure what happened. I thought about that a lot and I couldn't figure it out. All right. So Pro Football Focus top five. Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Allen, and Hurts. Even if you don't totally agree with the order, does that feel like a fair representation of who the top five quarterbacks
yes,
are in the league?
I think so. Yeah. And that's what it was. It feel like a lot of that was going into last season. Hurts still was trying to make his way into the conversation. But last season, it was those names. And we're back to those names again to start this summer.
Where then would you put Dak Prescott on the list going into 2025?
One from the 940, Mahomes number one with the same stats that Aaron Rodgers had last year is laughable.
You know what?
He also made it to the Super Bowl again.
Keep that same energy for the next hour or next couple of hours. Because
man, that's a long time to keep that energy going.
I will address those concerns in a couple of hours.
However, if you have Men's T Clinic, you can keep your energy up all the time.
Exactly.
I always say with the Cowboys, middle of the pack. So I'm going to say 16, 15.
Woo! What do you think about Corey Majors over here being a hater?
I think he is a hater. No, I don't think he's that far off. I would say like 14.
Okay.
13. I'm going to go with 14.
All right. So I'm going to run down this list. You tell me if you hear anybody that you're like, come on, how's that person ahead of Dak? Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Geno Smith.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of with
think he's better than Geno Smith. I don't think he's better than Jared Goff.
I don't think he's better than Jared.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
As a thrower, I think, yeah. And there was a time when Dak's legs were a difference maker for him. It's not.
Yep.
Unfortunately, at this point.
So you do, I'm sorry, you do or do not?
I don't think he's better than Geno Smith.
Okay.
So I would, if, so 10, if that's the case,
okay.
He's better than the 10th person.
Okay. 11, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud, Kyler Murray is 15. You have an issue with any of those? If not, I think you're going to have an issue with the next one.
I think he's on par with Purdy. Okay. Purdy's team has been superior. Like, that's a superior team, and he's been able to guide that team to success. I think Jordan Love can be a lethal quarterback. I really do. I think he's belongs there. Mayfield's a question mark for me because Mayfield's career arc is just so weird.
See, because right now I think Mayfield's better than Smith.
Okay.
Pro Football Focus does not.
CJ Stroud, up year, down year.
Yep.
What's this year going to be? And then I guess we need to wait 2 more years to figure that out because is it good bow, sure. Bad bow? I don't think Kyler's done enough to be better.
Okay.
So I think 2 of those out and then 2 of those on par, 1's better.
Okay. Alec, do you have issue with any of the people listed above Dak so far?
I'm right there with Corey.
All right.
Baker, you know, it's good now, but it wasn't always good. In the same case with Stroud, amazing rookie year. But what's going to happen now with the new offensive coordinator, we'll see.
16, I think, is people might have an issue with. 16 is Trevor Lawrence, and 17 is Dak Prescott. So I did see some people guess 12. 14 from the 817, Dak at 15, 17. So props to the 682. They hit it right on the mark. And then somebody joked that Dak is 1B. So 17.
He's not 1A, he's 1B. 1B. I like that.
But like, kind of going off of what y'all said, maybe three-ish, maybe four-ish quarterbacks that you think he should be ahead of.
Yeah.
Even if that's the case, that would put him then going into the season at 13th or 14th on the quarterback rating scale. Does that feel right to you? I mean, I know we just walked through why it is, but do you go into the season thinking, yeah, we got about the 13th best quarterback?
Yeah. I felt kind of, for a long time, it was anywhere between 7 and 11.
Sure.
And now that number's dropped down further and further.
Right.
And I don't know what's going to change it that much. Some people are still very furious about Justin Herbert's like ranking and just in general.
I'm with you on that.
It isn't very fair, but I think people still go to the live arm and they just look at the live arm first and then the raw talent that he was. But that was a long time ago.
Look, man, I feel like our show has been pretty consistent. Very rarely in recent NFL history has somebody gotten more praise for doing less than Justin Herbert. So I'm with you on that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the Carolina Hurricanes, Tyrese Halliburton haters, and the Pittsburgh Pirates twice. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Verhage is shot. That's blocked again, this time by Martin O'Kashan. They score! And it's Connor Verhage. Picked it up on the bounce. A power play goal. And the Panthers have a 3-0 lead with 4:10 to go here in the first.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. 877-881-1053. It's time for Forgiveness Friday. Does somebody need to ask you for forgiveness? Do you need to ask them for forgiveness? Let us know. Franklin, Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube. I want to start with that clip that we were just talking about. The Florida Panthers. Holy cow.
I appreciate that you want to talk about the Panthers, Kevin, but every time you hear that clip, Alec, you think they're saying for Kevin, for Hagee, right? Like it's and it's been like this for about 5 years for me. Where when I hear Verhage's name, I'm like, is Kevin out on the ice right now? Back to you, Kevin.
No, I like that. I think the Carolina Hurricanes need to ask for forgiveness because this is their.
They beat a more deserving team for
that.
to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. They're in a lot of trouble, but that's what happens when they get to this round. So since 2009, this is their fourth conference final. They have now lost 14 straight conference finals games.
With this kind of outcome, though, in these games, like this is obliteration.
Oh, my God.
And I can't tell if it's just that Florida is just in this kind of a groove right now, because we keep getting excited about the potential of being in the Stanley Cup final. But Florida's the defending champion for a reason, and they're really, really good.
I agree.
And they're evidently, according to the scores.
We'll worry about that in a couple of weeks.
All right.
But you should probably worry
about
that.
I'm worried about it now.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
We got it. You're right, Kevin. We need to beat Edmonton first. I watched a video on TikTok of a guy up in Edmonton, and he was at a bar, and he was asking everybody up there what the result of game one would be. And every one of those Oilers fans is like, oh, Oilers 6-0. Oilers, it's gonna be 4-2 tonight. Oh, we're gonna get an anytime goal from Verhage. And then they just kept, and I was like, man, how stupid do y'all feel today? No, and y'all went out there and said dumb things only to get obliterated in one period. Stars only need one period to beat you.
I definitely posted the meme on our Facebook page, and if you're not following our Facebook page, I really wish that you would. The KNC Masterpiece. It's the guy who gets a knife pulled on him, and he's the Stars, and he goes, call an ambulance. And then he pops back up with a gun and says, but not for me, against the Edmonton Oilers. And so I enjoy that very much. I hope Carolina can win the series, but also just win one game. You've lost 14 straight conference finals games. Just win one. That's a step in the right direction, right?
Yeah. They have any championships on their ledger? How's Carolina looking in that world?
They do.
Good.
In the before times, right? Yeah.
Hold on, before the merger? Pre-merger?
No. Before they lost these 14 straight conference finals.
Oh, so they were in 2006.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They were pretty good, especially when they were the Hartford Whalers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember mm-hmm. that, Kevin?
Yeah.
Remember that night we went to that that restaurant and we saw all those people in the Whalers jerseys?
It was a strip club.
All right. My wife might be listening. I haven't told her about that one.
Okay. Is she really going to get mad about something that happened, like, I don't know,
it's team building.
Decade ago?
Team building.
Huh. I'm intrigued.
All right.
Alex, like, I'm all in on team building now.
Next time.
I'm telling you, and I got made fun of this at the time. I stand by this. It's probably the best water I've ever had in my life. They brought it to you in this fancy bottle, and it was super cold. It was delicious.
I think it's that blue bottle that the dude is like.
Ashton Hall
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
huh?
It was that stuff that he was putting on his face and running miles.
Oh, it was really good.
He's an influencer. You're an influencer now.
All right, let's go to cut number 13 because does this cameraman need to ask for forgiveness? So I'm going to set up what's about to happen because the tennis player Danielle Collins is going to be mad at the cameraman because he's blocking her way to the water. Okay. And then Danielle Collins also thinks he's too inappropriately close to her opponent. Let's hear it out.
I need to get water. We're on a changeover. You don't need to be that close to me and you don't need to be on top of Emma. Like wildly inappropriate. It's not that difficult to give space.
How often do you get reprimanded with the laughs in the middle of it? Because she definitely was doing kind of like, I don't know if it's like a nervous laughter or whatever that comes along with it, but like she is not joking around. Like if you watch the video, she definitely looks mad. And then I think it's the opponent that has to tell the cameraman, don't do that again. Because once she gets her water, Danielle Collins, and goes to sit back down, the cameraman for a second looks like he's about to step back over to that side. And I was like, come on, dude. Did you learn nothing from what just happened?
Sometimes he just wants to push it a little further. And
he
see.
Did. He did. And it looked like it might have been a tournament organizer. It might have been the other player that's like, come on. Seriously, dude. Like, what are you doing?
Isn't it the cameraman's job, though, to get the best views and the best angles? Like, yeah. You're really trying to get inside the game.
Yeah. Is that the case on a changeover? Don't you just usually focus in on that person looking sad in the chair? Like, depending on how the match is going, I feel like all the time
sure.
you get slumped over sad.
Now we have all sorts of abilities to get really good shots.
Okay. You know?
I'm just asking questions for the cameramen out there. What's your job?
Do you also think that maybe Collins was just mad that she was at a bootleg tournament where she had to go get her own water?
J-Met says cameraman had money against Collins, calling it now. So I think J-Met might be dead on.
That is a good question, and I didn't actually check to see if she won the match. She did! It was 3-3 in the third. She won the next three games. So that tactic backfired. And he should not have interfered. All right, let's go from that to, okay, this story is not okay. I want to make that clear. So this fella, he needs to ask for forgiveness for doing this because this is not okay. But Anthony Labrador Sierra, he made the JV soccer team at his high school.
All right.
Or,
did you say Matador?
No, Labrador.
Oh, my bad.
Huh.
Or what would have been his high school if he was high school aged. He was actually 24 years old. He's from Venezuela. He is accused of posing as a 16-year-old high school student. But to go along with that, that means that as a grown-up, he could not make the varsity soccer team.
I feel like at 24 years old,
if you play soccer,
even if I didn't play soccer, I could have made the varsity soccer team. I think I could have made the varsity basketball team at 24 years old.
I definitely don't know about that.
JV, though, come on. You just showed up. It's basically they're like, we had to put you on the field at that point. 24? Why did he go to high school, though? Like, why didn't he go to college?
Probably because he thought the same way you did and that he would be better off and could clearly.
Do you think he's going to get a scholarship?
Hey!
Go back to high school, going to get a scholarship, and then I'm going to go to college.
Isn't that essentially the plot of Or the B story of Never Been Kissed.
I've never seen that movie.
It's not great.
Okay.
So,
but don't they have a Jimmy Eat World song in it? Lucky Denver Men, I think, is in that movie.
I have no idea.
Go check it out.
Okay. But yeah, like David Arquette is pitching because he's a grown up and they're like, oh man, you're going to get a college scholarship. And then he's like on the cusp of hooking up with this high school girl. It's like, really, that part's aged pretty poorly.
I thought Drew Barrymore was in it.
But so like, I think that's her brother in the movie and he shows up and he's like, hey, I'm going to help you out. And everyone's like, ooh, you can throw a baseball hard. And he's like, okay, team.
That's right. Because I'm an adult.
Yeah. Look, hey, like I said, it's not a great movie.
He's a team player, though, you know?
I guess.
That's what it was all about back then.
I'm not really totally sure if that is what I took away from that. All right. Tyrese Halliburton haters, do you need to ask for forgiveness?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Alec, Tyrese Halliburton has taken 12 shots to tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of a game this season. How many of those 12 do you think he's made?
Ooh, I feel like he's pretty good at this basketball thing. So I'm going to say 7.
11.
I was going to say 11, but you didn't ask me.
That's because I told you that yesterday.
All right.
He's made.
That's
also why I didn't ask you. Tyrese Halliburton is 11 for 12 on shots to tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of a game this season. That is unfreaking believable. Obviously, you just saw it in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Guys, do Tyrese Halliburton haters need to ask for forgiveness? Because he was listed as the most overrated player in the NBA The Athletic.
I think they do need to go back and say, hold on.
Yeah.
What's up with this?
Yeah.
And I think the other question is, Kevin, should his dad be allowed back into arenas? Did you see what happened
after
the game?
Charles Barkley was like, let that man back in.
After his son hit the shot,
no.
He was in the bar doing the choke signal with his kid. He's like, ah.
I
I love it.
I think it seems like a very fair, if not light, punishment that if you go on the court where you're not authorized to be and confront an NBA player, that them only saying you can't go to the games for the next month or so, I do not think that is too harsh of a punishment.
I think he needs to be allowed back in immediately. I love the trash talk.
You know what? It could happen. Charles Barkley holds a lot of sway.
There you go.
All right. We've got two cases for the Pirates. First of all, people saying that you should trade for Paul Skeens or that Paul Skeens is going to get traded need to ask for forgiveness because no, he's not. And no, you're not. So please don't text in and ask if we should trade for Paul Skeens because the answer is definitely yes.
He's cheap right now.
So that's why they're not going to trade him.
What if we did?
All right.
Trade for him.
They would want Josh Jung, Wyatt Langford, Cole Drake, Evan Carter, Alejandro Osuna.
When are you going to stop naming players?
And maybe Alejandro Rosario as
well. You named two players I love. Cole Drake and Wyatt Langford. Oh, I'm not willing to part with those right now.
Okay, well, that's where it starts.
Tough. Give me another offer, Pirates.
Steve DeBerg.
No, they're not going to give you another offer. They're not taking offers, let alone
Why
making
not?
Them.
They stink, dude.
I know, they do.
They need to be better. They need a better team, not just one pitcher.
See, but I think Paul Skeens is there out to be terrible. Because every 5 days, they can be like, it's Skeens Day. And they're like, you know we're going to be terrible the other time.
Oh, Skeens,
but
Skeens.
I don't. Not, definitely not that. And then also, did you see that the friend of the Pirates fan who fell over the wall because he was a drunken fool is getting charged with a crime?
For what? Pushing his friend over the wall?
No, he did not push his friend over the wall because the drunken fool that he gave the alcohol to was only 20. Corey, I don't know if you knew this or not. The legal drinking age is 21.
Even in Pittsburgh?
That's right. Believe it or not.
I feel like you start drinking pretty early in Pittsburgh.
No, no one ever drinks before they're 21 because that's the law.
That's a lie.
What do you think is the average time that people take their first drink? Like 16. 14, 15? Oh, 16. Okay.
15.
So, yeah. So he's in trouble because he bought beer for himself, a 21-year-old, and his buddy who is only 20.
Yeah. You can't do that.
No. No, you cannot.
No wonder he was acting like a fool. He wasn't 21.
Yeah.
His brain's not completely developed yet.
Yeah.
That's why. Because when you
surely
turn 21,
the first alcoholic drink that guy has ever had.
When you turn 21 and you have your first alcohol, you are obviously responsible. That's just how it is, yes. I believe. That's your why the rule alcohol. Is the rule that it is.
Okay.
I would like one alcohol, please.
One alcohol, please.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where so... What's the next solution for the Rangers offense? Right here on the Fan.
Weaver to the plate, and Heim strikes out swinging on a changeup to end the ballgame. The Yankees shut out the Rangers by the score of 1-0.
That continues a string of pathetic offensive performances from the Texas Rangers. And I did see someone send in talking about how the officials did not do particularly well yesterday. And I'm not going to discount that. I'm not going to discount that.
It has a bit of an effect on you. It definitely does.
Yeah, I'm not going to discount that whatsoever. But
the reality is you've been bad for a while now.
0 runs, 3 runs, 2 runs, 3 runs, 5 runs, 3 runs, 1 run. These are the offensive numbers you have been putting up, and they have been poor, poor, poor. You got a string in the Detroit and Colorado series where your offense popped 3 of the 5 games. But don't forget, one of those other games, you were getting no hit late in the game against the worst team in the history of baseball. And if you think I'm kidding about that, check it out. Colorado has the worst record through 50 games in the history of baseball. So, yeah, that's pretty terrible.
They're not good offensively. And Kevin, there's a couple of approaches that you're going to have to take in reality on this team. Is it's not good enough. I have great pitching
for sure,
and great pitching to go into a playoff, but I'm not even going to be able to get into a playoff because my team cannot hit the baseball. And you got to start deciding And a lot of it is you're going to decide on based on contracts. Like, that's where that starts. Yeah. Well, we can't get rid of this guy because of this contract. Can't get rid of this guy. Or you're going to, and you don't have money to spend.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, you might be, Kevin, you better hope that there aren't guys that are going to hit incentive bonuses at some point.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you better hope that guys aren't so good. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to pay them.
Look, and that's why whenever people say, get rid of folks like Marcus Semien, I'm not here to argue that it hasn't been a tough year for him, for Jock Peterson, though, of course, you felt like that's maybe starting to turn a corner. But you're not going to be able to move off of those players just because of those two players alone right there. They make like a combined $44 million or something around that. And you have less than $6 million remaining that you're capable of spending for the rest of the year. And to Corey's point, that's assuming that you don't hit some of these incentive bonuses. So I don't think it's going to be a case of making a trade for a hitter that makes money. Like, if somebody on their rookie deal, maybe you will be able to figure that out. But obviously, that's going to be an expensive thing to do. And from the... Somebody sending in. From the 903. Look, we got a lot of texts. Sometimes we lose them. From the 903, I found it. Solution for the Rangers is simple. Bunt.
Oh, that was from Tim, yeah.
I just get the sense...
If you bunt every time...
then we're probably going to be in trouble.
And get on base every time.
You know what? Would it have been that much different if we bunted every time last night? I say no.
I agree with you.
Because what, they have four hits?
Yeah, draw the infield in, then you can strike out.
Yeah.
Or pop out.
But, like, I think they mean selectively bunt to move the runners along. And gotcha. One of the things is that just, that seems to be against the nature of Boach and what he thinks this team is constructed to do. Albeit that was last year, so we should probably ask him again this year. But one of the things that I feel like he said to us before is you stifle a lot of potential opportunities for a bigger inning, which is true. But at this point, aren't you also kind of like, that's fine. One run is a big inning for us right now.
You lost that game 1-0.
Yes.
And so I understand, and he understands that too. And I think his patience and trust is one of the greatest things about him. And also in a season like this, in a season like last year too, is one of the reasons you don't get better faster quickly, right? You know, like, hey man, we need to turn this ship around very quickly. Well, I'm not willing to change this, and this. I'll make some adjustments here. But I'm not willing to tell the entire staff that we're going to go ahead and start swinging back away and doing this, or we're going to play small ball forever.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not forever. Maybe it's just until your team starts being competitive at bats again. And then you think you see a glimpse of it.
Do you think that, just real quick, I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's just a really interesting point. Would you say right now you even look at some of those at bats and you're like, we're not even competitive?
There are a lot of times that I don't feel like they are. Like, there's a lot of the conversation about it. And there are some nights where they look like they got it back again. Yeah. And it's just, you know what? That was a line drive shot right at somebody. And, you know, it even stinks even more, Evan Carter not being there because of the way that he approaches the plate. Maybe I see a little more of that when he's there. But yeah, man, you got to find some way to get through to those guys the importance of not just your at-bat. And that's why Boone, I think it's so important that he's like, get off the iPad. Be involved in the game. If you're involved in the game, and then you know what you need whenever your teammate just hit this double and now it's your turn to be at up at the plate. Instead of thinking about what's going on there, you're like, okay, this moment is calling for this.
Yeah.
And I need to deliver at least this to get him over so I can do this. And maybe it's not a bunt. Maybe it is just a long flyout to get him over. But you still got to be in within the game.
So I've seen some people texting in about the bullpen as well, and I think that's fair, and I think this stat reflects that. So the Rangers lost last night 1-0. Before that, they lost 4-3, and they also lost the opener against the Yankees, but I want to take you to the game before that when they lost to Houston 4-3. So they've lost four straight games. Three of those four games have been by one run. In their last 10 one-run games, I believe they are 2-8.
Okay.
And part of that is because of the hitting, because you'll see...
And because of the pitching.
Yes.
Because they're in that game in particular.
Yeah. You'll see some ones on the board, like Seattle, 2-1. Detroit, 2-1. yesterday, 1-0. Like, you see it again and again and again. So part of that is the hitting, but another part of that is the bullpen letting you down in key scenarios. And I understand that. Mike sent over the stat. I don't know if he put the stat together, but that's who I saw it from.
I think I saw it on Twitter for sure.
The Rangers are 17-14 this year in the starts of Tyler Mahle, Nate Eovaldi, and Jacob deGrom. So think about that for a minute. Tyler Mahle has a 1.47 ERA. Nathan Eovaldi has a 1.6 ERA. And Jacob deGrom has a 2.33 ERA. Those ERAs are third, fifth, and 10th best in all of Major League Baseball. The Rangers are 17-14 in those games. Like, what the hell? How are you not at least like 22-9 or something like
maybe
that?
Maybe the hitters are like, you should be first, second, and third. You know?
Yeah, well, pretty much. That's what really it feels like it's going to take at this point.
It is the most baffling thing to have for us as a fan base. To have this type of elite, this is elite pitching. Like, this is elite pitching.
Yes.
And it's not,
yes.
This is not, man, this is really good. This is elite pitching we're seeing. But it's baffling for us to have this and no bats to go with it.
Yeah.
Because our entire lives we've been like, man, if we could just get some damn pitching, we'd be a dynasty.
You know, and that's really fair because there are times when, look, let's be honest. There are times when you score three runs and it feels like, holy crap, what a bonanza of offense we've gotten. And that's why you look back at two of those Houston games and one of those Yankees games where you're like, hey, we had three runs and we were in position to win the game. I get it. Three runs is not enough. Your offense should be bringing in more than three runs a game. But you had that and you still lost because of the pen.
Yeah. No, the bullpen, there was a time when you were like, oh my gosh, they're actually doing a really good
job. Yeah, and they
did. Early in the season.
That time is over.
Now they are more like what they actually are. And that was the reality whenever we were seeing it earlier. We're like, are they really this good? Like, is the bullpen really going to be okay? And I think that we kind of just got comfortable with the idea because the bats had been so bad. And so you're just like, well, the bullpen is what it is. And if they give one up, I mean, what's the concern? Because the bats aren't producing at all either. They're not giving us 4, 5, 6 runs. They're just giving us 1 or 2. And you can't ask a bullpen to do that every night.
Yes.
But more often when you have those opportunities, you have to be able to do them.
I don't know how much you care about this, but ESPN put out their power rankings yesterday. So this was before the Rangers finished up the sweep to the Yankees. And they were 25-25. And they were at number 17. And the first question is, so how is the Brett Boone as hitting coach era going? Not great.
No, and you're probably going to get he's still, trying to figure the guys out.
And that's fair. I agree. I'm not saying
that's
like,
not me saying that's okay, though. That's not me saying it's okay. I would like a quicker turnaround, but it's actually kind of a turnaround in philosophy, too. And that does seem like it's going to take time, but you think you would start to see some better results more frequently.
Yeah.
And you're not.
And it did feel like you did, right? And then you immediately backslid.
But again, more frequently, more often over a larger scale of things.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, hockey broadcaster, Locked On Stars host, and most importantly, former KNC producer, Joey Erickson, with us next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.